News from UNIFIL. Recently, UNIFIL French peacekeepers conducted a two-day joint training with the Lebanese armed forces on the detection and disposal of unexploded ordnance. The training focused on surveying, locating, and safely extracting explosive devices, as well as procedures for existing mined areas and securing potentially dangerous sites. Such exercises are crucial as the Lebanese army continues daily efforts to identify and secure areas contaminated with unexploded ordnance and explosive remnants of the last conflict in South Lebanon. Captain Paul from UNIFIL Force Commander Reserve explains the objectives behind the training.
There are many objectives. The first one is for us, of course, to improve our interoperability with the Lebanese armed forces. The LIF, they are the ones operating since many years in the area. They know all about the dangers and all the local subtleties, I would say, and they are keen on giving out this knowledge to French troops. So their experience is very precious for us. Of course, we have a different way of operating than them. We have Western military tactics, techniques and procedures that we try to give some example of during those 2 days of training.
Allez, en avant.
Écartez-vous légèrement. Allez, celle décale-toi un peu à gauche.
One of the last objectives is to get to know each other, because daily now we operate jointly in the area of operations. And you know, when you get to train before going out in the field with your Lebanese counterparts, this is a precious experience for our soldiers and for the Lebanese soldiers as well. And I am sure this will enhance our capabilities throughout the AO and our implementation of 1701.
UNIFIL naval peacekeepers have recently intensified training with the Lebanese Armed Forces Navy to strengthen maritime security. Since March, the Maritime Task Force organized 20 exercises with the Lebanese Navy and Air Force, focusing on hailing procedures, maritime violations, and landing drills. In a recent exercise about 10 nautical miles off Beirut, Lebanese Army vessel Tabarja, a helicopter and Navy and Air Force personnel joined UNIFIL Frigate Brandenburg in a simulated interception. Lebanese personnel landed from a helicopter into the UNIFIL ship, acting as a suspicious merchant vessel, while German peacekeepers boarded the Lebanese ship, acting as a hostile vessel. Peacekeepers also conducted a vertical replenishment drill involving a Lebanese Army helicopter, a UNIFIL helicopter, and a UNIFIL ship, simulating the delivery of supplies by air. The Lebanese Navy has recently started full integration into UNIFIL's Maritime Task Force twice a month for maritime surveillance, patrolling assigned sectors, and reporting merchant traffic. On 14 August, UNIFIL Indian peacekeepers carried out a large-scale medicine donation campaign across 4 villages, delivering essential medical supplies to local clinics in Al Fardis, Al Mari, Kfar Hamam, and Shibah. The initiative aims to strengthen local healthcare systems by ensuring clinics have adequate supplies to meet patient needs, particularly during emergencies and seasonal illnesses. It also complements the ongoing medical and dental camps that the Indian peacekeepers organize to provide direct treatment to communities across their area of operations. Also on 14 August, UNIFIL Spanish peacekeepers participated in a summer camp organized at the Maronite Church in Jdeidet Merjayoun, together with Maronite priest Mr. Hanna Khoury. Their presence allowed them to connect with the local community and children. The activity also aimed to bring moments of joy and normalcy to the village's young generation.